This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
And we're coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. And wherever you are in the free Odyssey app, good Monday morning, President's Day, this winter break week for a lot of schools in the tri-state area. Nobody was on the roads this morning, which was a good thing for my commute. Maybe not a good thing for the program, because a lot of people are home, but they could be watching on CBS Sports Network, or when they wake up, they can go back on the free Odyssey app to find out that Boomer is not here today. He is somewhere in the country doing a speaking engagement, I think.
Me.
So that means that we have got Willie Colon. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Good morning, Gio, baby. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. I tell you, you were here bright and early. I was surprised. I got to be honest with you.
I know. For some reason, Ryan Hurley made me nervous. I asked him. Listen, hey, man, what time is it? He said 5:15. And he normally doesn't say that. He kind of gives me like, hey, man, just, you know, be a pro.
Yeah.
So I felt like there was
something going on there.
Yeah, I had to jump in there. So.
No. I wouldn't read into that at all. I think he was probably doing that thing where he's telling you super early, so if you show up a little bit later than that, you're still early. You know what I'm saying? When you tell somebody who's always, I don't know if you're always late, but I have friends in my life.
Well, I'm not the most punctual person.
Okay, so that's what it is.
Be very honest.
No,
I don't think I've been late to the show at all. I definitely feel like I come in at a good time.
So. Yeah, so that's what it is. He probably knows that you've been tardy and, you know, you throw a time at him that's way earlier and knows he's here on time. So that's fine.
It's also President's Day, right? So
yeah.
I think he, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking, but he definitely put the nerves in me. And I didn't sleep. Anytime I have to come in, I'm always afraid of sleeping past the alarm clock, which makes me extra anxious. And I have a fire alarm in my house that continues to beep, which I know for a lot of people is like, hey, change the battery, Willie. But somehow my fire alarm is set up to my alarm system.
Security system.
So it's a whole thing right now in the house.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. I have had so many problems with that. But you take the battery out, you take the whole thing off, and it should be fine. It should be, but it's still going through the alarm system.
It's not the case. It's causing nightmares for the kids.
I want to get your take on the Aaron Rodgers begging for his job. But I have one of those situations where...
You begged for your job?
No, not yet. It might be coming, but not yet.
I hope not, Jim. You're awesome.
You never know. New owners of the company, you have no idea.
Things happen.
So it's like with the Jets right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, new GM, new head coach, you never know. So I had one of those situations where the fire alarm went off and it's connected to the security system. And for some reason... You know, we didn't get to it in time to shut off the alarm. So, like, a call from the security system comes, and I guess there was a password we had set up years ago.
I hate that.
That we couldn't remember what it was. And all it was Gina was making something. There was a little bit of smoke. It was fine. We were good.
So then they had to send the fire department, and they sent the fire department, and there were like seven giant trucks in front of the house. They're coming in. They're inspecting everything. And then the one guy who comes in, he didn't realize it wasn't his fault, but my two-year-old at the time had her hand like in the door jam thing, and then he goes to close the door and smashes her fingers the door. Then an ambulance had to come because he was afraid that he broke her hand. Then they're inspecting her. She was fine. Ended up being fine. You know, I mean, she was screaming and crying. Her hand was swollen. No broken bones, though. But so then I had like legitimately like six or seven emergency vehicles out in the street while they're examining my daughter with an ambulance there, too. People are thinking like, a major disaster happened in my house. Every neighbor, well, what can I do? What can I do? Is everybody okay? Who died? It's just
too much. I
know,
the neighborhood is probably like, Gio's barbecue getting out of hand again.
I know, I was embarrassed.
I got to say this, though. I am, when it comes to passwords, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
And the most embarrassing thing that happened to me a while ago, I had like, you know how like you open up a bank account?
Sure.
And you just kind of forget about them, whatever. So we were trying to close an account. And it was like, do you have that email to this account? And an old email, for some reason, I have. One of my old emails was BigNasty77. And my wife looked at me. She said, whose email is this? I was like, well, I was a big fan of Corliss Williamson from Arkansas. So they used to call me Big Nasty when I hooped. So it was when she's like, how old are you? I was like, well, I said it when I was young. She's like, Big Nasty, though? 77? So trying to find and figure out the password for Big Nasty 77 was not the most.
Right.
Didn't feel good in the moment.
Especially with the wife sitting
right,
there.
She's like,
what else are you using Big Nasty for?
What is this?
You go on OnlyFans as Big Nasty?
Right.
Like, what is Big? Where is Big Nasty? And how come I've never met him?
Yeah, he's retired, trust me. Just
Big Nasty.
For legal purposes.
Right. Big Nasty's jersey's in the rafters right now.
Right.
That was it. The career is over. All right. So this story comes out after we were done with our show on Friday about the Aaron Rodgers side of this meeting that he had with the Jets. So prior to what we heard on Friday, it was, okay, they met. They brought up the McAfee thing, and then there was some reporting on that it wasn't like an ultimatum, don't do the McAfee show, but the Jets were telling Aaron Rodgers that they wanted to move on. So right. I figured, in my mind, Aaron was like, okay, you know, that's a shame, I'll try to play somewhere else, but, or maybe I won't, I got a lot of other things going on in my life, and he was probably walked out of there like, I'm glad there's a resolution here, and I'll move on. But according to the reports, that's not what happened. And he, quote, begged for his job.
Please, Lord.
Yeah, right. And then thought that his legacy would be tarnished because of this, and he didn't have another shot to do it with the Jets. And I'm not doubting the reporting, but, man, that is a tough thing for me to envision. Aaron Rodgers begging for his job with his new regime and Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji. Can you see that actually happening?
I can't see Aaron Rodgers begging, but I can see him saying, or at least trying to get Aaron Glenn and company to see that, hey, man, now that I am healthy and I know what we need to do now moving forward, I needed some, you know, I needed more of a, I guess, a runway to kind of get this thing off the ground. You know, I could see him pleading with them like, hey, man, just give me one more shot. I know how I feel. I know what I need to do. But I think overall, it's three things you have to look at. They brought in a new OC. Aaron Rodgers and a new OC. If this thing doesn't kind of take off in the right way, you know that's going to be tough for a young OC to kind of deal with Aaron Rodgers in a room, right? You know he's not the easiest guy to work with. Two, you need a new start overall. I'm okay with Aaron Glenn and company say, hey, man, we've kind of seen this. We know what it is. I want to run this ship. I want to do it my way. And I don't want to have to adhere to anything you got going on. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? He has a place at the table. Overall, man, I think it's probably the best move moving forward. Like, let him go. I know the cap. I think the cap hit is with $49 million.
Yeah, 39 or something. Maybe under 40.
Yeah, they're gonna spread that over 2 years. I mean, they're letting go on Lazard. They're letting go Davante Adams. And I think the Jets are just like, hey, man, it's time to close the door and move forward. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I think it's the right move as well. And I think that some of the people that have the other take about, oh, this team can win right away and look at the roster and they got all this talent. I'm like, do they really? I mean, these guys have been overrated, in my opinion, to a point where, you know, we talk about them like they're going to get these massive contracts. And I get that, you know, it's all about first impressions. When Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson came into the league, they were the respective offensive and defensive rookies of the year.
Right.
Since then, we have not seen those same players. Now, you could tell me, oh, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. Garrett Wilson was dealing with Zach Wilson.
Well, injuries played a factor, especially for the, on the defensive side. You talk about when Jermaine Johnson went down.
Sure.
I thought that was a big blow to the defense, right? Because they lost somebody that can control the edge, get after the pass rusher, And I think it put a lot of pressure on that secondary, right? And I think Sauce was the, you know, he suffered a lot. I mean, he was never a great tackler, but he really got exposed last
year. Yeah, and I remember watching you guys on the post game, like, bring him up a lot and be like, what is he doing here? Like, honestly.
Well, you could tell that it was a lot of his issue, a lot of his issues were from the neck up.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much physical. He, from the neck up, he was shot, and his confidence started to waver.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, with this team that people think can win next year, it's just hard for me to believe that. I mean, I think that there are some pieces there, and there are.
They have an offensive line. I mean,
yeah,
they got.
But it's also, look at the division. You got the reigning MVP in there. I mean, I can't imagine. This thing needs to be rebuilt there. It needs to be a complete redo of everything that's going on. And Aaron Rodgers being there was going to hamper that. And also, you know, the idea that he was going to stay healthy is hilarious to me.
Correct.
He came in and he tore his Achilles and he came back and had this hamstring injury that he played through. And, like, all respect to him playing through it, but he was horrendous.
He had a hamstring, he had a knee, he had an ankle. There was reports that his hip wasn't starting to nag him. Like,
so he's going to come back and, well, you know, when he got healthy, man, he played well. Okay, well, he's going to come back a year older. You really think he's going to make it through the full season healthy? No way. And then you're in the same situation where you're just spinning your wheels. So it is the right move. And I now I'm curious if he was begging for his job. That means he's going to want to play, I would think. You know, and where is that place going?
Yeah, wherever he goes, he's not going to a team that they're going to try to build a culture around. He's going to be at this point, he's a hired mercenary.
Definitely.
Throw him in there, and hopefully he can grab you 6 or 7 wins within the season. Maybe that. And that's him being healthy, obviously.
Right. What about Pittsburgh?
I can see him in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh has enough. They just need a quarterback. Like, teams like that. Like, if you're talking about the Steelers, if Stafford somehow makes his way east, the Rams could be a good landing spot for him. Teams like that, in my eyes, if he lands on outfits like that, yeah, he can make hay if he's healthy. Because towards the back end of last season, Aaron was pretty solid, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and that's what he was very good in a couple of games. I mean, that Bills game at the end of the year was horrendous, and he was terrible in that football game. But yeah, I mean, he looked good. His numbers were decent, but it's just staying healthy for a full year. You better have a Philadelphia Eagles, Detroit Lions offensive line to keep that guy upright.
I agree. And I also think his, you know, you kind of started off saying, what does this mean towards his legacy? It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts because I think everybody in the free world brought into the fact that Aaron Rodgers was going to bring the Jets to Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fault him from getting injured year one. I get that. But year two, it just seemed like he could never really get it going. And then when you fired Saleh, and then you start seeing the way this defense underperformed, and then you started seeing this thing kind of snowball downhill with Aaron Rodgers' face all over. And then plus the antics, not the antics, listen, he's a superstar. But McAfee didn't help him.
No.
At all.
It's another one of those things that when you're winning, it's fine, and they're yucking it up, but when you're losing and he's out there doing these things, and then, I mean, it's like memes to make fun of Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, like that, you know, Devontae Adams coming out from behind the Zoom, and they're like, oh, watch out, here come the Jets.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke now.
It got bad fast, and I think a lot of people expected him to be the ultimate Band-Aid, and it just never healed anything. If anything, you saw Garrett Wilson look more disgruntled and pissed off because of the lack of targets. You start to see diminishing of Breece Hall, who I think is still a great back.
Yeah.
Right? But we somehow he got erased out of the offense. And Alan Lazard has probably made him one of the biggest mistakes since they acquired him. So, and the lack of production from my tight end. So there's a host of reasons that the Jets were bad these last 2 years, not just solely with Aaron Rodgers, but he's definitely number one on the list.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that, I mean, the guy's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He did win that one Super Bowl. He won multiple MVPs. You know, and eventually this is not going to be a part of his story, really, years down the road. Now, it will be for Jets fans, but when people are just looking at Aaron Rodgers, I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, and that's going to be the end of it. It's just going to be that's going to be it. But, you know, for him, it's a tough spot because if he's really worried about his legacy and ending it like this in this such disappointment, I mean, it's hard to go somewhere else now for maybe one more year at that age and make the story better. I mean, it could very easily get worse.
I mean, he finished the season 5-12, all right? And so you're talking about you know, right now, potential landing spots, he would have to go to a contender, or somewhere that they feel like they can win with him solely at the quarterback position to save his legacy. Because I definitely think this tarnishes it, just to how everything started. And I give him a lot of credit. He embraced the city. He did everything he could from a media standpoint when he got here to show the people that he wasn't some smug guy that rode in on a white horse. It just didn't work out. And it didn't work out fast, especially after he tore his Achilles.
What do you think is going to happen with the Jets and their quarterback situation? And they got a
lot
of options.
Yeah, I saw something about Hendon Hooker. Please, no.
Yeah, Hendon Hooker, the Lions backup. And I mean, I don't know. People are just probably making that connection because Aaron Glenn was there and they're taking a guy to the offensive line coach from Detroit. And maybe there's something going on with that. But I mean, is there real interest there, or there's just people on the internet putting two and two together?
I think people are just kind of, you know, throwing things on blackboards at this point and trying to figure it out. I don't know if there's any validity to that at all.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they could trade up and try to get a quarterback in the draft.
Speculation about Cam Ward. I was reading somewhere about that. The Jets are supposedly high on Cam Ward out of Miami. I'm a Cam Ward guy.
Yeah, I know. You told me last time, and I don't think, I mean, that would be. I mean, if both Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders were here in New York next year,
that is something. A world we could be living in.
Yeah, that'd be something. But if you're Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn and Woody Johnson, the draft capital that you're going to have to use to trade up, and then you better be right. That better be Jaden Daniels.
What number are the Jets picking?
What are they?
Seven, three.
I want to see
Al.
Yeah, seven. Right? Yeah,
yeah.
Yep. So they'd still. I mean, the goal up to two. That's going to be a lot.
This is a strong quarterback draft.
Exactly. That's why I don't think. I mean, if you're sitting there, it's one thing. If you're the Giants and one of those guys falls because you got Travis Hunter going first to Tennessee, and then you have your pick of Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, most likely Shedeur Sanders, then you take him. But if you're the Jets trying to leapfrog all those teams.
And you know the cynical Jets fans, like, we don't have the best track record in the draft.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, like, it's almost like have another bad year next year.
Yeah.
You know, lay the foundation for Aaron Glenn and then try to do it again.
I do like the Jordan Travis kid out of Florida State. I know he had dealt with a major knee injury, and they kind of they're pretty much rehabbing him onto the field. But prior to him getting hurt, he was a Heisman candidate. He was a stud. So I like him. Hopefully he's healthy and can show something in OTAs coming up.
What about Kirk Cousins for $1 million?
No, I'm so tired. I almost cursed. It's too early. I'm so tired of Kirk, man. He's washed. It's okay. It's okay to be washed, man. Like, not everybody can be LeBron James, right? And take the best peptides that this market has to offer and to stay youthful.
Yeah,
man,
I mean,
it's okay.
Yeah, and I'll give you the devil's advocate with that. So he claimed that, you know, he was nowhere near healthy towards the end of the year when he was not playing, and that he coming off the same injury that Aaron Rodgers had actually later in the season, you know, that he'll be healthy now going into the next year. Like everybody's saying with Aaron Rodgers, oh, look at where he played when he was healthy. So he's younger. The money is nothing. It's like the same thing that the Steelers did with Russell Wilson. They paid him $1 million. So it's almost like. It's a win-win. It's a no-risk type of move. If you're just trying to throw some guy out there to make sure that you could be competitive in the league.
I think that's the goal right now. You just don't want a dumpster fire walking out there. Right. You know what I mean? Like the Jets, after the way they ended last season, I think fans and everybody who cares about the Jets just want to see competitive football. And if that's the mindset, then go get Kirk Cousins. But I've seen enough of Kirk Cousins, to be honest.
No, I know. I've seen enough Aaron Rodgers, you know? But these are the guys that are out there, right?
You got Sam.
Yeah, but Sam's not coming back to the Jets. Come on. He's not coming back to the Jets.
Young Luke Skywalker.
I mean, that would be something. It would be an amazing story, but there's no
I like Sam, man.
I love Sam. Listen, I'm a Vikings fan. He was amazing until he
are
wasn't.
Are you a Vikings fan?
Yeah.
Is that known?
Oh, yeah, it's known. No,
to the world?
Oh, to the world. Yes, indeed. Yep.
Something right else. Right, oh, there you go.
Yep. So, I mean, it is known. But yeah, I mean, he was great until he wasn't, until he completely pooped himself in the game against the Lions and then in the playoff game.
Well, they figured him out, which is football.
Well, all right, they figured him out, but at the same time, he didn't get rid of the ball. I mean, a lot of that, he was just gotten to big games and he was nervous and they couldn't figure it out. Like, they were running the same routes, the same plays, and he just didn't throw the ball. You know, I mean, it was all the confidence that he had in those regular season games were gone. But he's not coming back to the Jets.
Well, he's not the most mobile quarterback.
Either. No, he is not. But he's definitely not. There's just no way. there's going to be other teams that he'll much rather play for. He can't think about.
Am I bonkers at thinking if you're Minnesota, why not call Aaron Rodgers? Especially with JJ dealing with a knee.
You know
you have a team in place that can compete. I would definitely call Aaron Rodgers.
Then he's just really. I mean, he is.
At this point, there's no such thing as reaching.
He's reliving. He's just basically reliving Brett Favre's career.
Yeah, but Brett didn't leave New York in bad. I mean, outside that one incident with the massage lady.
Yeah, the penis picture, right?
Right, the micropene. But right. Nevertheless, man, if outside of that, man,
yeah,
Brett was 8-3 at one point, tore his tricep. The Jets were humming, and then they went down. It was awful after that.
Yeah, I would rather see Sam Darnold come back than bring in Aaron Rodgers. And then they drafted a guy 10th overall because they really like him. And he hurt himself prior to the season. His rehab has been good. I didn't love the pick, but I'm not bringing in Aaron Rodgers as for the Vikings. There's just no way.
You just don't want to double dip with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's just like, I mean, the Brett Favre thing worked out great that first year. I mean, they were 12-4.
They were great.
He had one of his best like touchdown interception ratios and went to the championship game. He ended up throwing a horrible pick. And that was the Bounty Gate game, but
Saints. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But and they were really, really good that year. But that's just not going to happen again. And Aaron's got to think to himself, like, I can't do the same goddamn thing that this guy did.
But you have a receiver in Justin Jefferson that blows the top of defense, and Aaron Rodgers can still sling it. You need a year to stay relevant in that division.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
AB,
pick up the phone.
Maybe. All right, Boomer and Geo with Willie in for Boomer this morning. All right, Boomer and Geo with Willie in for Boomer this morning. Jerry Reckel on a West Coast swing right now, and he'll be back on Friday. So go Rutgers out there on the West Coast, and that means CeeLo is here for most of the week, correct?
Yes, I'll be here through Thursday. Okay. Jerry's back with you Friday.
Very, very good.
So you're stuck with me for 4 days.
No.
Al is stuck with me for 4 days.
Yeah. Well, that's the bigger problem. He gets he does not like that. He does not like losing his Jerry security blanket. It bothers him, but he's gotten better with CeeLo, I think.
No, CeeLo's good. In fact, I can do topics that I know Jerry hates when CeeLo's there.
Perfect.
Which usually works nicely for a day or two. And then, you know, maybe later in the week, we might get after each other a little bit. We'll see.
Okay, I hope we'll so. You know, I like that stuff with the two of yous. All right, what's going on over there, man?
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And kind of let's compare and contrast the weekend for the NBA as compared to the NHL, because as we know, not a ton going on. It would normally be All-Star weekend for both leagues, but hockey doing something a little bit different. But let's start with the hoops from last night. So new All-Star game or games, the format for NBA All-Star weekend in San Francisco. So four teams, two semifinals, two winners facing off for the title, first to 40 points in each game, which led to this Jason Tatum dunk finish between Team Shaq, otherwise known as Team OGs, and Team Candace and the Rising Star.
Here it is. There it is. One last time. Go ahead.
It's over, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's over.
There you go.
Superman is in the building.
Just anticlimactic, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it was a TV call, but you saw the video as well, and it's just not a lot of intensity.
No energy,
there.
No nothing.
No, exactly. Yeah.
It's so crazy to me that this is the NBA we live and watch right now, compared to what we grew up with.
Well, in an All-Star game, yes. Well, actually, in the regular season, too. Yeah.
I get it. Like, I try not to be the old man on the porch. Like, back in my day, like, honestly, you have to adjust. But I watched the NBA All-Star Weekend, and it was no different from watching a pickup at, like, Lifetime Fitness. It was nothing. It gave us nothing. It's disappointing.
And I still think it's mostly for kids, like younger kids that love their stars and want to see the dunks and those things, and it's not really for us. But even for the younger generation, I don't know how you could.
How you enjoy
this.
It. I'm saying.
But, you know, speaking of Shaq, too, by the way, and this is a good thing to bring up here that Willie is here. So Shane Gillis did the Shaq podcast, and his co-host did this bit where he was like, which category wins this topic? And he goes, white guy or black guy? And he brings
favorite.
Up, and the first one he says, he brings up grilled cheese.
And So
Shane Gillis and now Shaq are saying who gets the grilled cheese. Like, is like the black people like grilled cheese more?
White people
like grilled cheese more?
Well, white people like grilled cheese with tomato soup.
See, you know what's hilarious? Is that's exactly what Shane Gillis said, which made Shaq say, no, that's why the black people win
correct.
The grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Because you screw it up with that stupid-ass tomato soup.
And it also depends how you make it.
Yeah.
Do you do the mayonnaise on the outside, butter inside?
Not mayonnaise, butter. I've never done the tomato soup thing. That's
you guys aren't.
You've
living.
Never done tomatoes. No. See, I love a tomato soup and a grilled cheese. I'm very white for that. Yeah,
yeah.
Very white for
you
that.
You might as well just add applesauce to your pork chops.
That's different. But
I actually like that.
Dunking that grilled cheese and the tomato soup on a winter day next to a fire.
Really?
That's a, I man. That it's a white guy thing, whatever, but I'm into it.
I think he just grew up in front of a TV because Campbell's Soup was pumping that out of America for at a high volume.
Yeah, but I thought it was, I never would have thought, like, you know, that would have been the thing they brought up with the grilled cheese.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of grilled cheese, especially after a drunk night. I don't drink anymore, but after a drunk night, man, I used to drop the trousers, just make grilled cheese in my underwear. That was like my big go-to. My
wife was an image.
Yeah, I was just shirtless, underwear, grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Slam
I like
a Coke.
Making like scrambled eggs and cheese and throwing it on a sandwich. That's my go-to
really?
Move late night, yeah.
Just like some toasted bread? Like what kind of?
Yeah, just some toasted bread. That's it.
Scrambled
like
eggs
sandwich,
and cheese.
Hot sauce.
Hot sauce, okay.
Sounds like the diet of a toll booth worker.
Or an orphan. all right, what else there, CeeLo?
All right, so that was the final of final there, and he had the MVP honors for Steph Curry. It's just even the stat line. It's like, hey, 12 points in the championship game. He gets MVP honors in front of his home crowd. He did have the three from half court, but then again, all these guys are hoisting off the threes. Now, as far as the new format goes, you had Curry's Warriors teammate Draymond Green working the broadcast for TNT before, in between, and after the games, and he was quite opinionated, to say the least.
1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best.
Yes.
A 0. Sucks.
Which is how we all felt. Yeah. But, you know, he's an NBA player on their broadcast. It's not like he's doing a podcast or he's on commenting on Twitter or something like that. So, and that was just one small sample of him being very outspoken against it throughout the course of the evening. Earlier, he outlined one of his issues or an issue with it. He didn't like the first to 40 element and definitely didn't like the Rising Stars team being included amongst the others selected, or as he felt, more worthy all-stars.
When you talk about chasing after the points record, Melo, Kobe, and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some Rising Stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Now, to their credit, the Rising Stars did get to the final game by winning their semifinal game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they got wiped off the floor right out of the gate, but they weren't selected to be there.
And how about LeBron, who doesn't tell anybody that he's not going to play until the day of the game, where someone asks him, hey, what are we going to see from you, LeBron? He goes, you're not going to see anything because I'm not playing.
Right.
Like, what?
And then he took his team picture in street clothes.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did see that. Just let somebody else go.
Right.
It was silly.
20-year run comes to an end for him. So.
Yeah, I mean, you could still be named an all-star and not go and still be fine, but I mean, I don't know.
I guess he wanted to go hang with his buddies.
But I agree with Draymond. Like, the point of the all-star game to have the East versus West is the best comes out of those conferences so you can showcase the elite talent within the NBA.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it was a couple. If you're a casual fan, you don't know a lot of those guys on the court.
Yeah, how about like an East-West, like where they were born, as opposed to where they play, because then you might get some actual bad blood there. You know,
that's interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like these guys came from the East Coast, and then you have to decide with the middle of the country who goes where.
Say, but middle America, they put them in
the
a draft.
Rust Belt.
Put them in a draft.
Yeah, but that would maybe get some more juice. But I mean, this is what people do during this week, because they come up out of fix an All Star game. You can't fix it. There's nothing you can do to fix the NBA All Star game. Now, obviously, hockey came up with something that was way more interesting than All Star Weekend. But I don't think you can fix these other ones.
No, and the hockey thing also isn't that it's not necessarily an answer to an All Star game, nor is it going to be every year.
But it was competitive.
Well, it's working right now because it's something we haven't seen in a while with best, quote unquote, best on best in an international format. We haven't seen it in, I think, over a decade, really. Some of these guys have never played against each other in this setting. So there you get the intensity. And that was certainly on display Saturday night up in Montreal, the showdown between the U.S. and Canada. We'll get to the way the game started in a moment, but it was a tight one late with the U.S. leading 2-1 in the final minute and a half or so.
Faber, empty net, center ice, Larkin has Gensel with him. Jake Gensel scores! And the United States leads 3-1 with 1:19 to go!
Sean McDonough, I believe on his first hockey broadcast of the season, he was scheduled to do a bunch of games and kept getting changed, and he was ill, and they made some scheduling changes. So he comes in for a pretty big one there on ABC as the U.S. sealed their 3-1 win over Canada, which featured heavy hitting throughout. And of course, the thing that everyone was talking about, the three fights in the opening 9 seconds. You had Matthew Tkachuk and Brandon Hagel off the opening faceoff. Then brother Brady Tkachuk gets involved with Sam Bennett after the second faceoff, basically a second later. And then Rangers newcomer JT Miller gets into it with Colton Parayko at the next whistle right in front of the Canadian net. So, yeah, then they were throwing some haymakers.
Man, they're getting after.
Taken down. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Here's JT Miller with Parayko right now as we're watching on CBS Sports Network. And Miller,
part of you nervous when he was doing this?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty big dude, and you can see he's given up a lot of size even still in that matchup. Colton Parayko's an even bigger dude. So, I mean, this is the type of game that he plays. And it came out afterwards, he and the Tkachuk brothers had a group text.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do.
So they clearly had plans. Now, they did fall behind, to be fair. Yeah, they did.
It didn't work.
They get the crowd jacked up, yeah. And, you know, they're playing the villains and everything, and then all of a sudden they're in a 1-0 hole, but they do come back to win the game. Here was Miller and his reaction afterwards to the very start of the game.
That was pretty fun. That was the coolest experience I've probably had on the ice, one of them. And to hear the building like that, it's something you never forget.
So he says one of the coolest experiences, even before the game, Brady Tkachuk had called it the biggest game of his life. And you consider a guy that plays in the NHL, he's the Ottawa Senators captain. Now, I know they haven't had really much going on playoffs recently.
Yeah.
But it means a lot to these guys, obviously.
I know, and we'll talk more about this at 7 o'clock, but I do think it's a little bit of a problem that something like this is that much more important to the lead than what they're doing in the regular season, the playoffs, to the players. I mean, it's just, and it's I think it's ultimately good for the game, but it's also, I mean, I just feel like you can never, if this is the most important thing and something that they've never done before, ever, in this guy's entire career, winning the Stanley Cup doesn't mean anything to him compared to that.
No, it does. I think for him, because he hasn't had the opportunity to even come close to doing that, knowing that this was going to happen. He didn't have to, like, win a bunch of games to get to this point. You know what I mean? Like, looking forward to the anticipation of it. Whereas he hasn't had that success yet as a pro with Ottawa.
Yeah.
Whereas his brother, Matthew, just won a cup last year. So yep. It's a little different from that standpoint. And a lot of these guys who came through the U.S. national development team haven't had a chance to play on the big stage like this internationally because we just haven't seen this. And now you'll get them involved in the Olympics next year. They're probably going to do something like this every other year or every 2 years, I think. So that's what I was saying to Al this morning. It's great right now, but the more we see it, even if it's every 2 years, the luster will wear off eventually to some extent.
It's sort of like the Winter Classic.
Exactly.
Same thing. I mean, they drove that into the ground.
They still do it, and it's kind of interesting. But yeah,
that first one was amazing. Right. Everybody loved that.
And the ratings, depending on the matchups, aren't as great. Like the Rangers are playing an outdoor game in Florida next year. I don't know how that's going to play.
Right.
So, but at least for now, it's interesting, and it's nice to see the U.S. beat Canada. But it was just a round robin game. If they see them in Thursday's final, they'll still have to kind of figure out if they can get past them in that spot. But you've got Canada and Finland today at 1 o'clock. The U.S. plays Sweden. It's essentially a meaningless game for the U.S. because they're already guaranteed a spot in Thursday's final. And by the time that game plays tonight, Sweden could technically be eliminated. So everyone's anticipating a Canada-U.S. rematch, but Finland and Sweden could technically have something to say about that. Before we run out of time, you did have a St. John's win again as they continue their strong play. They beat Creighton at the Garden 79-73. So they are 22-4, 13-2 in Big East play. As they continue to play big time basketball, Garden was raucous. I know BT was tweeting about it. He was all fired up about the crowd yesterday. I'll play you some Rick Pitino sound a little bit later on in the show. Now, you've got the Giancarlo Stanton situation. Mm-hmm. And I know around here we like to do you guys like to do the pool where everyone picks a body part.
Yep.
In past years, had anyone selected the elbow?
No.
Feel like that was not on the
Never,
list.
Never, because it was always soft tissue stuff. It was always hamstring, quad. I mean, someone would say Achilles, but that's, calf.
An ankle or a foot calf. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So here
this is all doom and gloom list here.
This was last year.
Yeah.
Quad, calf, groin, hamstring, oblique.
Right.
So, no elbow was never one of the things.
And now, as it turns out, both elbows.
Both elbows. I know. And this is amazing because this happened even before we could do the draft.
That's what I mean.
And what's Grissom's injury?
What's that?
I should have that for you there.
What was the question?
Trent Grisham.
He's I don't know.
I mean, a bunch of Jake Cousins has a, arm injury.
Both elbows.
Hamstring
tough, man.
For Grisham. Pulled a hamstring.
That's a rough Saturday night. Both elbows go out on you.
Pulling hamstrings in off-season workouts. Well, that's the wild thing. Boone, if you believe him, said that this was something he dealt with through a lot of last year, and it never quite went away. And as soon as he started to ramp up for spring training, he had to shut it down. Double elbow, the little tennis elbow situation.
Yeah, I mean, I could understand the one elbow.
Right.
The other elbow.
That's what I mean, he's swinging a bat. He doesn't, how often is he throwing? He's not throwing much. He doesn't play the field anymore. I mean, it's sparingly.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I mean, every time I talk about him, though, I kind of feel like an idiot because he's such like in shape and he shows up in a postseason.
He's an Adonis.
I start criticizing him with these injuries, but I really cannot figure out how you get tendonitis in both elbows by just swinging the bat.
Yeah, I don't know. And you would say, well, maybe it's not from swinging the bat. It's from whatever workouts he's doing. But I know he's kind of scaled down some of that. At least he did last year in an attempt to remain healthy.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
But
no
it's not a great start.
Not a good start.
It's not what you want.
Yeah. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Willie Colon in for Boomer this morning. So I know there's like a law against opening other people's mail. I believe that's a federal offense if you open someone else's mail. But I think we have a situation where we can open someone else's mail because it was to the show, but it does say Boomer Esiason on it. And it's from the Yankees. And it's a box in front of his door that has to be a helmet because it says it was overnighted and Boomer asked for a Yankee helmet to put here next to the Mets helmet. So it has to be. So, Al, do you want to grab this box and I'll open it up and I'll take the hit if it's not the helmet?
So you have permission to open
it? No, I don't have permission.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Yeah, but I feel like I would get permission.
Would Al be an accomplice in this case?
No, because I'm asking him to do it. If I open it up, it's me opening. He's just bringing the box to me.
And you're assuming it's a helmet in a box. It could be something personal from Hal
himself.
Well,
if you ask him to drive a getaway car after you kill someone, and he's still an accomplice.
No. Would the accomplice, the guy who delivered the package here, be an accomplice?
No. Al, definitely, with that face, Al, you're
definitely.
All
Al's doing is bringing it to me. Just like the delivery person brought
but
it
knowing
here.
Full well that of what you're doing, you're going to be committing a crime.
No, I'm bringing it in to put it by Boomer's desk so that when he's here on Wednesday, he sees it.
Perfect. And I just will open it. So you don't think I should open it?
Oh, no, I do think you should.
Oh, okay. Well, now you're scaring me. You're putting Al and I in jail over this thing. Well, I think I want to open it. I think that Boomer would want us to open it. I don't know where he is.
I mean, at this point, I want you to open it.
Yeah, exactly, because he would want, if the helmet's sitting there, he's not here until Wednesday. He's like, why don't you just open the thing? I could see him saying that.
And all the better if it turns out to be not the helmet. It's some private sex toy or something like that.
Yeah.
Some pinstripe.
Can you imagine?
Vajankle.
Yes, I can.
Right. Pinstripe gimp suit. It's aggressive.
You know what a vajankle is?
Should I Google it?
No, I could just tell you.
Can you buy it on Amazon?
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah, okay. I went and got one. Yeah, it was. It's for people with foot fetishes.
Okay.
So it's like it's one of these like silicone feet, and then on the top of the ankle is a vagina.
Really?
Yeah. And I ordered a pair just to have.
The whole foot fetish thing is...
And I don't have a foot fetish. I would tell you if I did. I'm not afraid to admit these things. But I just thought it was the most hilarious thing. I saw it in a TV show that this guy was caught with this vajankle. And I'm like, oh, my God. I wonder if you can buy a vajankle. And I did. I bought them. They got delivered here.
I just couldn't imagine, like, if you had a house guest and that falls out their bag. I'm like, so this is what you're doing in my house. What a vajankle. Get
all
out right
well,
now.
Let's hope this isn't a pinstripe vajankle. All right.
It's a big box.
Gotta be the helmet.
I was looking at your face, and we started talking crimes. And even if I didn't know what the crime was, I would assume you did it from your face alone.
No, you got to know Al. Al is so anti-crime.
I know. I heard about the dog situation, which is priceless.
He is a rule abider.
I'm always turning in
criminals.
Suspicious-looking people.
My wife is like that. My wife is Scruff McGruff.
In fact, he's actually going to turn Gio in about 30 seconds.
No, Gio's getting after this thing. Jeez. With these play school scissors he got.
Yeah, I know. This is not working out for me. This is embarrassing.
It's all right. Oh, ever seen a man fight with a box before 7? What is it?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, see?
It might not be the helmet.
It's not a helmet.
That might not be.
It may be something like...
These scissors. All right, here we go.
Okay. Geo's open. Oh,
It's got to be, right? I mean, this is really wrapped up.
This thing is bubble taped like a kidney.
And it's a helmet, so you'd think a helmet would make it through the mail.
Yeah. Oh, all right, we're good. We are good. Helmet. It's the helmet. So yeah. I feel like Boomer would be happy that we did this. And since, it's an Aaron Judge helmet.
Look at that.
Wow. 99, official Aaron Judge helmet.
And it has a little mouth protector thing, the little jawline protector.
So you're the Yankee fan. You may display it in front of you if you'd like. Put it somewhere over there.
Of course.
Oh, man, that is...
All hail.
All right, so what's cooler? The fact that the Mets put 66 on here for 660 WFAN, or the Yankees sent us one of Aaron Judge's helmets? That is... They're both great gestures. Maybe I shouldn't even say one is better than the other, but it's the Yankees and the Mets, and this is what we do. I mean, one's personalized, but the other one, they just gave us one of the best baseball players in their history, one of his actual helmets.
Well, it's not his actual
helmet. Yeah, he would. It 100% is.
Definitely looks like his.
But it's not an Aaron Judge used helmet.
It's not used, but he would have used it, I guarantee. That they probably have a ton of these helmets that he uses, and one was in the Bronx. It might have been used.
Or did they just put 99 on it?
You know what?
Since the star.
That sounds negative, Al. I think I want to believe what Gio said.
Yeah. Well, we want to send FAN a helmet. All right, grab one of Aaron Judge's. We can
right out of his locker.
Yeah.
So Boomer called.
We know he's a large man.
Yeah.
So it would have to be a large helmet. Like if I put that helmet on, it should be swimming on me.
That's a fair point.
Okay, come on in. We'll see if it's swimming on you.
Oh, I mean, I'm looking at that head. I mean,
what, Al's head?
Yeah,
he's got a little peanut.
Yeah, head. A little peanut head.
Yeah,
little peanut head.
Okay, Al, that's putting on the helmet.
I mean, look at that, the side of that thing too. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely Judge's helmet.
But look at the mouth guard. Look at that thing. That's a serious thing. Does he use that all the time? I can't even remember.
I know Giancarlo does for sure.
Oh.
Gave us a Giancarlo.
They put a Giancarlo helmet and slapped Judge's name on it. I don't know.
Seven and a half.
Could be.
He could be a seven. I'm a 7.5 hat.
I'm an 8. I got a head like a mascot.
Wow. Could Aaron Judge have a 7.5 head? He doesn't look, I mean, he's a giant man, but his head doesn't look that big. But then again, it could just be proportionate to his body.
Got more body than head. It happens.
Yes. Do you think he could be a 7.5? See, this is a 7.25 that they sent us here.
Yeah, that's the bad boy's helmet.
Yeah, which is fine, but they personalized it with the 66 for FAN. But do you think he could be a 7.5?
Yeah, 100%.
I want that to be an Aaron Judge helmet.
I think it is. I'm going to believe it is.
But either way, it's pretty cool.
The fact that you got it.
Yeah.
Bubble taped that thing up and gave it to you.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boys of Pinstripes.
Are you surprised having like put on the football helmets and how crazy protective that they are, that this is what the baseball helmet is?
I mean, we need the protection.
I mean,
fastest men on the planet run full speed at each other.
But I'm saying though that like, does this seem like something that you put on and feel comfortable getting hit in the head with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball?
100%.
You feel good with this?
Yeah, I would feel good with it.
All right,
you wouldn't?
That feels a little flimsier to me than I expected.
Well, the goal isn't to get hit in the head with the ball, so.
But it happens, you know.
So yeah. Willie, do you know? Aaron Judge, 6'7", 282, right?
Yes, I've met Judge. Great man.
Do you know men that big that have that would fit their head in that? Is that possible to have?
I mean, are you
By the way, he's got the thing. There it is.
Yeah. I think this is Judge helmet.
Yeah.
No.
7.5 is not a small head. Like, I have a large head for a regular person, and I'm a 7.5.
I think the Yankees threw you one.
Yeah.
And I think it's Judge helmet.
I mean, it's also, you've got to remember, Boomer is asking someone at the top level of the organization for this helmet. And they wanted to show up the Mets for what they did. And they know that they sent the personalized 66 helmet. And they just slammed Aaron Judge on top of us. That's what's going on here. I'm telling you.
That's how you pickle a cucumber, my friend.
Yes. That's exactly how you do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.